Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of four episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.
I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home, and you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM+ to get access wherever you listen. Thanks. Hey, it's Anna with the first listener update in our summer romance series, Hot Dates. It's from Thomas, the guy who was recently divorced, beginning to date in New York City, and trying not to jump into anything too quickly. As we were putting together our first episode in this series, Thomas sent us some voice memo updates, one after the other.
Well, that was interesting. Had a really tough conversation with a friend tonight. Turns out we both are interested in each other. We both have crushes on each other. Feels like it could be a really good thing, but fortunately I'm not really in a good place. A place where I feel that I'm dateable. And now I run into this wall. It's a nice wall. It's good. It's nice when somebody tells you they like you. But the timing, you know? Timing can be really, really rough. I'm scared that I'll lose a friendship. I'm scared that I'll miss out on an opportunity, maybe, for something good. I'm also scared that I'll get carried away. I can't sleep. I'm just too excited. I just feel like this rush every time I'm about to fall asleep. I think about last night. Contrary to what I may have said previously, I went for it. We kissed, and it was so wonderful. Like, I know that not much has changed from the last time that I recorded a message. But I just don't care. just feel like, I can like conquer the world right now. We held hands and we walked down the street. Oh, it's so cliche. It's so silly, but it was so nice. She really likes me. I can't believe it. Hi, Anna. I just listened to the first episode of that dating series on which I'm featured. And I have a lot of feelings. Yeah, lots have changed. I mentioned that I started dating that person who I was friends with, and then now we've been more than friends. And it's really good. Like, just really good. It feels so even. There's no kind of one-sidedness right now, and I like that. I mean, it was good to hear myself, like, remind me, I guess, in the future that I tend to jump into things head first and try to lock it down. I think that's still good for me to hear so that I don't rush into something, but I just feel good about it. I feel really good. We went to Central Park. I packed a picnic, and it was just so really, really lovely. What a lovely day. I hope this goes well. I mean, it feels good. And I'm just gonna stick with that.